Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade and taking power back to breathe again. It is brand new stuff from Taylor Sheridan. He's got a brand new single with When the Demons Come. It's inspired by power and strength, resilience through this emotional roller coaster of self-healing. You're going to find out all about it right now as he joins us tonight. Taylor Sheridan, thanks for coming on Ozmade.
No, thanks for having me, Matty. Appreciate it.
So in this isolation period, being musicians, we've probably got the most time we've ever had. I bought a pug. You've bought some rabbits. And you've brought out some new music. How's it all going?
It's just been totally different. I mean, I'm primarily a touring musician, and that's where I get my kicks from, and that's the way I make a living. So when that all stopped, obviously quite different, but I'm just really lucky that I was able to make music. And when this all started, the isolation business, I just finished the film clip, and I just signed off on finishing the song. So I kind of thought maybe I would hold off and release it in quote-unquote normal times, but I'm so glad I didn't, because it's really kept me focused. And, you know, the topic of the song as well, I think it's really appropriate.
Well, lucky to get some big gigs in for you last year, particularly going around with Red Hot Summer Tour. This is absolutely massive. Being someone that broadcasts right around Australia out of Tassie, I know how big Red Hot Summer Tour is, and you actually got to open the show.
It's been pretty amazing, to be honest, and I've been lucky enough to open those shows solo. I thought it was lucky until I walked on stage and went, oh, this is going to be a bit harder than I thought. Just being on the same bill as guys like James Rain and John Farnham, who is one of my idols, so I get to stand side of stage and watch the greats do their things. I'm incredibly lucky.
And we did some stuff with Vanessa Amorosi earlier this year, but you've actually supported her as well, and as well as like Pete Murray and Thirsty Merc.
You know what, it's funny with Vanessa, who is one of the nicest people
on
the planet.
Yeah, isn't she?
We were at a sound check, and she goes, Taylor, come on, get up. And I just walked in, and I've got my shirt in one hand and my guitar in the other. And she goes, get up on stage. We're going to sing together tonight.
Awesome.
And when you're standing next to someone like Vanessa, you've just got to try and hold on. The best thing about with the Red Hot Summers and playing with people like Vanessa and Pete, they're all incredible people, you know, happy to give you their time and advice, and that stuff's invaluable.
All of that experience has come into a couple of EPs that you've got out, but also this brand new one with When the Demons Come. Tell us a little bit about it.
I started writing this song last year, and I wanted to write a song about kind of what was going on socially, but also some stuff that I was going through, like self-doubt and insecurities. But, you know, at the end of the day, I wanted to write something that was powerful, that had strength in it, that was kind of like, you know what, I can take the power back and be okay.
Is this something that you put into all the stuff that you write, like personal experiences, or you can be inspired by anything?
It's kind of by anything, really. I think as an artist, it's pretty important to investigate all different feelings, whether it be, you know, the good stuff or whether it not be the so good. But for me, it's just being susceptible to everything. It's always just listening to what people say, because anything can trigger a song. And I think the most relatable stuff is from conversations that you have with people.
What else are you finding that you're doing in this kind of isolation period?
I'm actually finding just being still is okay. You know, I've always kind of felt bad, especially when you're trying to be a music or when you're trying to follow your dream job or your career. When you take time out for yourself, kind of felt a little bit bad, or like I was doing myself a disservice, that every day has got to be better than the one before.
Yep.
And I didn't realize how difficult it was just to stop.
And when things don't stop, when they start up again, what are we looking forward to with Taylor Sheridan?
Lots and lots of touring. You know, in these times, it just makes you realize how much you miss it, how much you love it. But yeah, I'm just going to be touring so much more, releasing more music, trying to get over to Tassie. I've been to Tassie for a couple of times, and your salmon and your spring water, just saying, on a side note, is incredible. And you know what the good thing about Tassie, just on another side note, is you guys are like really proud of what you guys have over there. I play in another band called Taxi Ride, and we did a gig over there, last year. And I don't know, just the pride that you guys have got over there, the artistic flair, it's a really nice place to come and play. So.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to having you back here, and we're looking forward to seeing you going right around Australia. Taylor Sheridan, thanks so much for coming on Ozmade.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks for supporting the song as well. It means a lot. Hi, it's Taylor Sheridan, and this is my new single, When the Demons Come, on Ozmade.